everyone. Welcome to our podcast, which today will revolve around the topic of cinemas. I am here with Martha today. How are you?
Hi, Nina. I am great and really excited to have a discussion about this topic.
Definitely. Who is not passionate about good movies?
Exactly. So, Nina, to start with, I should ask you this. How often do you find yourself going to the cinema?
I probably go around 3 to 4 times a year. What about you?
I would say about the same. It is a little bit too pricey for me to be able to attend more regularly, even though I would love to.
Exactly. I had the same discussion with my mom, and she told me that 20 to 30 years ago, it was more affordable. For example, you only had to pay 10 Deutsche Mark at that time, which today would be around 5 euros, not only for the tickets, but also including snacks and drinks. You cannot even buy a ticket for that amount of money today. It's ridiculous, I think, to pay almost 20 euros to have fun for 2 hours. Have you asked your mother about that too?
Actually, I have. What she told me was that the halls where the movies would be screened were much bigger than what they are today, and how the building didn't have more than a couple of halls. Not at all so many as we know nowadays.
Do you think that theatres will get even bigger in the future or raise their prices even more?
I don't know about the size of the theatres. I think it depends on their location. But I don't believe the prices will be raised.
Well, I actually have a different opinion. Looking at how the prices have been raised in the past, why would they stop raising them in the future? I did some research on this, and I found an interesting article on how the prices for the tickets are being set. Apart from having to pay for the technology, staff, and rent, at least 4 euros have to be paid to the lenders of the movies, like Disney Studios or Universal. Apparently, owners of cinemas wish that the renters require less percentages for one ticket, because that is the main reason why one ticket is so expensive. However, we do not give our money to the cinema, but to the companies which produce the films when we buy a ticket at the counter. Cinemas only profit when they sell popcorn or drinks, which is quite ironic when you think about it. You open a cinema because you like movies, but you only profit with food or drinks. Ironic and sad.
Oh, that would explain why snacks are so expensive then. Maybe these companies focus on creating big productions, which in turn probably gets rather expensive, because they seem to appeal the most to the consumers. I personally do enjoy a big franchise movie, but I also want to explore local cinemas and the productions that they usually offer, which are much different from what we usually go to the cinema to watch.
Really? What made you want to do that?
Well, I read a German article in Frankfurter Rundschau that mentioned that in 2018, local cinemas had their worst year since 1992 regarding ticket sales. To be more exact, in comparison to 2017, their sales had gone down by 13.9% in 2018. Now, when you consider that this article was posted in 2019, before this whole pandemic happened, imagine how much harder it will be for them after COVID-19. I have always wanted to go, but this article motivated me even more to pay them a visit and support them in that way. But going back to what you said about the prices, it is a proper activity, so spending a little money is to be expected. But I don't think they can make it too expensive. They would lose customers that way.
But in all honesty, it kind of hurts to pay money for an unpopular or small movie. Later, you will be able to find the movie on streaming platforms anyway, so it's just so much more convenient to stay home.
I, on the other hand, think going to the cinema is a unique activity that will survive for years to come. Sure, you could somewhat replicate the whole thing at home, by having a big screen, maybe some snacks, and the latest movie streaming, but the excitement you feel by going to see the latest movie in a movie theater, you know, that warm smell of popcorn, seeing the amount of people there for the same reason as you, and when the movie has finally begun, hearing the reactions of the audience to something funny, shocking, or cute that is being played out, all this is just priceless. I also look at our current situation, where we went and are still going through a pandemic, but people still go to the cinemas. Think of drive-in cinemas.
Yes, I agree with you there. I love going to the cinema myself, and I'm willing to pay a good amount of money to have the unique experience. Of course, I cannot do that every week, but the fact is that you cannot replicate the same feeling at home. That is indeed true.
But I also get your point of view. I am willing to treat myself now and again on going to the movies, but I think I would see it a little bit differently if the prices went even higher.
The problem is that the cinemas will make it difficult for themselves if it becomes too expensive. The movie industry has to work together to figure out plans for how everyone can profit, big producers and the small city cinema. I've thought about actually limiting the percentages the lenders can demand for one ticket. The industry itself is too important, so they have to find a solution sooner rather than later, because their gross earnings decrease every year.
Yes, and as I said before, this year could probably be even worse for them because of COVID-19.
Precisely. It is hard for me to imagine a future without having the cinematic experience. It has become an important part of our culture, I think.
Yes, I totally agree. I think it's too difficult to predict the future.
But we are at least on the same page.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, I have these two coupons for my next visit.